It's comparable with another story. My story today is about a street preacher who was preaching, and some people were listening, but other people weren't. They were opposing him. And soon they got really violent and hateful, and they started to come at him, and one man hit him and knocked him to the ground, and the preacher laid there, the gospel preacher, looked like he was dead. And somebody said to the man that hit him, said, "There'll be a hanging for this if they catch you." So the man was afraid, and he fled for his life. And he rushed down through some back alleys and over through across the court. And then he made his way up a back stairs into a room that he called his home. There was only a little boy, his little boy there, Jimmy. And Jimmy knew something was wrong. He said, "What's the matter, Dad?" "Oh, you don't have to know," the father said roughly. "Just where can I hide, Jimmy?" Jimmy looked around and he thought, "Well, there's no place to hide here unless you get under the bed." So father got under the bed and he said, "If anybody calls for me, tell them I'm not here." He was terrified. And as he was under that bed, he thought he'd send out to the store little Jimmy to get him something. And he came back and the old storekeeper had wrapped up the parcel in parts of the Bible. And he got a couple of pages out of the Bible, and one of them he read that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And he thought, if they hang me, then there'll be nothing left for me but judgment. But he read on in the Bible, and the Bible said that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. And he had heard some of this from the preacher on the street. And you know, that man struggled with what he had done and the sins that he had and how God loved him and sent the Savior into the world to die for him. And right then and there, under that bed, he trusted the Lord Jesus and he was saved. He thought, "Now I'm saved, I'm going to give myself up. I'm going out and I'm going to tell them what I've done." And to his surprise, when he went out, he found that the preacher really didn't die, but he was back at it, preaching the gospel away, and he went and confessed all to the preacher, and he joined him, and the two of them were mightily used of God. Now that's a good story of how a man was saved. I hope, boys and girls, that you're saved. If you're not, that you'll put your trust in the Lord Jesus and be saved like that man was saved.